Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Darren, this is a busy time. Stratford Police Service have a busy weekend coming up, but helping out some amazing causes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time for our Stuff a Cruiser season. So we had our first toy drive in St. Mary's last weekend, which was a huge success, and we're looking at repeating that this weekend in Stratford at Walmart.
Perfect. So again, it's the Stuff a Cruiser Toy Drive. That's happening this Saturday, 10 a.m. through till 3 p.m. And it's happening at Stratford Walmart. Great location for that.
Yeah, it is. We use the Walmart location every year, and it's a great spot for that. We always have a great turnout, and I'm hoping for the same again this year.
So again, you're just encouraging people to bring new unwrapped toys, that sort of thing.
Yep, new unwrapped toys. Please help us spread some cheer throughout this Christmas season and help those families who could use a little helping hand.
And the great thing is all donations stay right here in Stratford for this one.
Absolutely. They stay right here in Stratford. They get split up between the House of Blessing and the Salvation Army, and they distribute the toys and all the gifts from there.
Yes, because I know certainly they have their Christmas toy programs coming up, that sort of thing. So this is perfect timing for it. Stuff a Cruiser Toy Drive is this Saturday in Stratford Walmart, 10 a.m. through till 3 p.m. And you're going to be at that one.
I will be at that one from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. and I'll be there with my Santa hat on and accepting all the gifts.
And I know for you, Darren, you certainly enjoy taking part in these very special fundraisers because it's the folks that come out with the new unwrapped toys. It's the kids that come out with new unwrapped toys, and it really tugs at the heartstrings, if you like.
It absolutely does, Jamie, and it's a great thing to get involved in every year, and I am so grateful to be a part of this community. The generosity of people within our community is unreal, and it blows me away every single year.
All right. Well, let's stuff that cruiser. And it's always fun to see the pictures of a stuffed cruiser with all the toys and everything like that.
Oh, we stuff it over and over again, typically every year. So it's great. It's fantastic.
And speaking of which, also a big weekend coming up in St. Mary's too.
Yeah. So the St. Mary's food drive for the Salvation Army in St. Mary's will be this weekend. So that'll be at the Independent Grocer and Foodland at the two different locations there.
Okay. And for that one, all donations for that, of course, remain in St. Mary's and going to a special cause in St. Mary's.
They all go to the Salvation Army there in St. Mary's, and like you said, Jamie, all of the donations there stay within the town of St. Mary's.
And Stonetown always steps up for something like this. So it's Stuff a Cruiser Food Drive. That is happening for this Saturday, too, in St. Mary's. Donations accepted at the Independent and Foodland in St. Mary's. And who's going to be at that one? You can't be at two places at once,
No,
Darren.
I won't be at two places at once, but Constable Mountfield, he's the community officer in St. Mary's. So he will be there. He'll be at Foodland for the morning and then the Independent Grocer for the afternoon. So he's splitting up his time between the two locations.
Perfect. But the hat's off. And big thank you to Stratford Police Service for all you're doing for the community with things like this. These fundraisers, these drives go a long, long way. It's pretty awesome.
Well, I think, again, Jamie, I think we need to take our hats off to the community members who come out and donate. Like, it's always incredibly gracious to see how much gifts they bring in and how much stuff that, how much food they bring in as well at the food drives. And
sure,
again, it always blows me away every year.
So they're both happening on Saturday. Let's look ahead to a big food drive that's coming up in Stratford for November 30th.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big one for the House of Blessing, and I believe the Salvation Army is running their food drives that day as well. So every grocery store within the city of Stratford is going to have a food drive at it. I'm going to be at Zaire's helping out and helping to stuff my cruiser full of groceries that day for the House of Blessing. But please come on out to any grocery store and give what you can.
Yeah, so certainly a number of the grocery stores will be taking part in that, and that's coming up for Saturday, November 30th. Food Basics, No Frills, Walmart, and Zaire's all helping out. That's the Christmas food drive for Saturday, November 30th. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. And Darren, just while I have you here, the Lock It or Lose It campaign is, of course, on now as we're getting into the holiday season. Just a reminder, especially for your vehicles, it's kind of as it says on the tin, if you will, lock it or lose it.
Absolutely. So I think it's important just to remember a couple of simple things, like make sure your doors are locked. Most of these incidents are happening as a crime of opportunity is what we call them. So somebody's coming by, checking your door handle, and if your door opens up, then it's pretty easy for them to just quick pop in and grab a few things and move along. But you also want to make sure that you keep things out of sight. So don't store gifts or don't store expensive items in your car overnight or in locations where they can be very visible, because that just creates a target for your vehicle. So make sure you put those out of sight, take them indoors with you, put them away somewhere that they can't be seen.
All right, we'll chat more about that. But in the meantime, again, it is the Stuff a Cruiser time once again, Saturday at Stratford Walmart for the toy drive, and then Saturday Stuff a Cruiser for the food drive happening in St. Mary's. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Thanks again, Darren.
Thank you, Jamie.